Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, May 4th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a mixed but broadly flat open following yesterday's mostly softer close, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows a mixed Asian session overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bonds are mixed, with US 10-year yields 2 basis points lower at 3.37% and the Bund unchanged ahead of today's ECB rate decision. The US dollar is little changed, oil is up, gold is firmer, industrial metals are rallying. Central bank policy is in focus after the Fed hiked rates by 25 basis points on Wednesday in line with expectations. There was a dovish market reaction, with Fed Chair Powell signaling a pause from June. While Powell stressed that inflation remains the main concern and reiterated that the Fed is prepared to do more, markets are pricing in a greater probability of a dovish pivot from as soon as July. Futures are pricing in multiple rate cuts by year end. The European Central Bank is expected to raise interest rates by 25 basis points later today and may hint at more tightening. With inflation elevated, markets see the ECB hiking at least 2 to 3 times before ending its tightening cycle. In other news, banking sector volatility also remains in focus. Regional bank weakness continues, with PacWest Bancorp down sharply in after-hours trading, at one stage down as much as 58%, following reports that it is evaluating its options, including a breakup or a capital raise. The bank is also open to a sale, although it is contending with a lack of buying interest due to the extent of likely losses on its loans. The latest development is stirring concerns about other regional lenders, with Western Alliance down 23% after hours, Zion Bank Corporation and Comerica down more than 7%, and the broader KRE index off by 5%. On the data front, German trade surplus was larger than forecast, with both exports and imports recording big falls in March. Services sector PMIs will be out over the course of the morning, along with Bank of England mortgage approval data and a money supply update. Eurozone PPI is also out later, but is unlikely to have much influence with the ECB decision due up. In Asia overnight, China Caixin manufacturing PMI showed factory activity turned negative in April, reflecting the result from the official gauge as new orders swung lower. And Australian trade surplus widened amid a surge in iron ore and metals exports. Due up on today's US economic calendar, challenger job cuts, initial jobless claims, unit labor costs, trade balance, non-farm productivity, and natural gas inventories. While among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Paramount Global, and after the close, Apple, Booking, and Expedia. In corporate news, according to media reports, Apollo Global is nearing a deal to acquire Arconic for $30 per share, or around $3 billion. And in after-hours trading yesterday, Qualcomm shares fell around 7% after the company guided revenue below forecasts, with smartphone demand expected to remain weak in the coming quarters. Asian equities recovered from a weak opening on Thursday to close mixed, with mainland China reopening and Tokyo remaining closed, adding to the haze. In regional news, the Financial Times reported that Washington officials have sent a clear message to South Korean chip companies that they will be given at least another year's reprieve from export controls to China. And positive headlines surrounding Golden Week activity in China continued, as official data showed a surge in domestic tourism traffic with a return to pre-COVID levels. European equity markets are lower in early trade. In European news, in today's policy decision, Norway's central bank increased its key rate by 25 basis points to 3.25% as expected and signaled a new hike in June. The UK will hold local elections today across 230 councils with more than 8,000 seats up for grabs, which could offer clues on the outcome of the next general election. And France's constitutional court has rejected a second attempt to hold a referendum on President Macron's pension reform. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.